From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Police in Colorado Springs say they are investigating reports of an active shooter at or near the site of a Planned Parenthood clinic. Emergency personnel are on the scene. Police have closed off local roads, and they're warning people to steer clear of the area. Emotionally charged demonstrations are underway in Chicago, where activists are protesting the police shooting that claimed the life of a 17-year-old black teenager last year. The officer who prosecutors say fired 16 shots into Laquan McDonald was charged with first-degree murder this week. Today, an angry demonstrator shouted as police guarded a Chicago storefront during the march.
This is what happens. Don't be right here.
Separately, Chicago police have announced the arrest of a 27-year-old man in connection with the death of a 9-year-old boy. They say the victim was lured into an alley and executed. He was reportedly killed because of his father's connection to a gang. French President François Hollande has pledged to destroy Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for the deadly November 13th attacks in Paris. NPR's Fabia Quist-Arcton reports the French leader paid particular homage at a national memorial ceremony to the many young people killed in the coordinated assaults 2 weeks ago.
In a solemn, music-filled memorial, President Hollande promised the families of victims and the wounded and survivors that France would do all it can to, as he put it, destroy the army of fanatics. The ceremony was held symbolically at the imposing Invalides building, where homage is usually paid to France's military and national heroes. Those killed in Paris are being honored in a similar way, in a gesture suggesting they died for France when suicide bombers targeted several locations in Paris, killing 130 people on November 13. Hollande says the youth of France has been struck to the core and that most of those who perished were younger than 35. Ophébia Quist-Arcton, NPR News, Paris.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reports France's foreign minister stepping back from comments that forces loyal to the Assad regime in Syria could be used to fight ISIS.
Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius told a television interviewer that all kinds of forces must be brought to bear against ISIS, including Syrian army troops. But cooperating with the Assad regime would mark a dramatic change for many of the countries in the coalition fighting ISIS. And later in the day, Fabius clarified his remarks. In a statement, he says any use of Syrian army troops against ISIS would only be possible after a political transition in Syria. Getting from civil war to a political transition has vexed international envoys for years, and with the Assad regime benefiting from increased Russian and Iranian assistance, analysts believe such a transition remains some way off. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR. The Russian government wants world leaders to list as terrorists a Syrian rebel group whose members killed a pilot of a downed Russian warplane. A second pilot survived. Today, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said after a meeting with his Syrian counterpart that, quote, things are not going to go ahead in the Syria peace talks unless the rebel group in question is blacklisted. The pilot was killed earlier this week as he parachuted out of a plane that the Turkish military shot down because it says the aircraft was breaching Turkish airspace. Critics say Russia had no business being in the region because there were no known ISIS targets there. Turning to the U.S. economy, Black Friday is certainly a big day, not only for department stores or big box stores. It's also a big one for car dealers, with many automakers cutting prices, which could make this the best Black Friday for the auto business so far. Here's NPR's Sonari Glinton.
In the auto universe, from the Friday after Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve, it's all about luxury. That's usually where the sales are focused. But this Thanksgiving, with Volkswagen on its apology tour and Ford trying to maintain its truck crown, the deals are out there aplenty. General Motors is cutting as much as 20% off the price of some of its cars, and the average discount and incentives are over $3,000. Analysts estimate that could lead to a record November for cars. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Investigators on the trail of a theft at a Pennsylvania meat plant are wondering where's the beef. They say a trucker with a fake ID hauled off with about 40,000 pounds of beef he was supposed to deliver to a company in Wisconsin, and that cargo never made it. This is NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.